และหงระดารมเลขาธิการมูลนิธิพัฒนาทรัพยากรมนุษย์ระหว่างประเทศท่านก็กรุณาให้รายละเอียดกับเรานะแต่เนื่องจากว่าเป็นเรื่องราวเกี่ยวกับอาเซียนในงานดังกล่าวนี้นอกจากทางด้านวิทยากรจะพูดภาษาอังกฤษกันแล้วเด็กที่มาในอาเซียนทั้ง10ประเทศก็ยังได้พูดเป็นภาษาอังกฤษกันด้วยนะแต่ว่าเจริญสุขก็มีบทสัมภาษณ์ในภาคภาษาอังกฤษนะคะโดยศาสตราจารย์ดร.จิระหงระดารมกรุณามาพูดให้เรากันอีกท็อปิกหนึ่งนะคะในเรื่องของการจัดกิจกรรมค่ายพัฒนาผู้นำเยาวชนเทพสุรินทร์สู่อาเซียน2558ในภาษาอังกฤษเขาเรียกว่าอาเซียนเทพสุรินทร์โนเลจแคมป์2015ซึ่งรายละเอียดจะเป็นอย่างไรบ้างนั้นช่วงนี้ไปติดตามรับฟังท่านศาสตราจารย์ดร.จิระหงระดารมเลขาธิการมูลนิธิพัฒนาทรัพยากรมนุษย์ระหว่างประเทศเชิญค่ะ
Why do you organize this project?
Myself has been involved in Tepserin Knowledge Camp for the last 13 years but we did it locally among 10 Tepserin schools but under the leadership of Director Mongkhon he thought that 2015 is the year whereASEAN cooperation was started, so he has idea to set up ASEAN Tepserin Knowledge Camp. So he know that I've been working knowledge camping for local school for more than 13 years. So I was very pleased to know that Tepserin Lopgrau will be the host of ASEAN Tepserin Knowledge Camp during second of June until 7th of June altogether for 5 days and we already had confirmation from several ASEAN countries namely Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar also from China and we had a big group coming from Indonesia also so altogether will be about 200 high school students staying in Bangkokand then move to the Sattahip area where we were given support by the Royal Navy so they can use as a camp among ASEAN's high school students. Of course, the main organizers are the Tepserin Lopgrau School and under the leadership of Director Mongkhon and we have other schools in Tepserin.In joining altogether 9 schools and then my foundation helped in inviting high school from other ASEAN countries and the benefit I think follow his idea is first is to promote using language because we have to use English as communication so the team under the leadership of former alumni Ajahn Krit that been identify the high school students and then prepare them to speak English okay and in the subject that they can share among themselves like economics politics environment agriculture so in the 5 days they will be here together and they become network among ASEAN friends and hopefully during their stay here they will understand the cultural diversity of Thailand as well as the Thai young students can understand the cultural diversities of all the ASEAN countries and they will become friends when they enter universities because of social media they can keep in touch with one another so when they finish their university they become friends so I think connectivity is not about highway connectivity about human connectivities and I'm very pleased as an alumni of Tepserin to be able to see I think the first high school ASEAN knowledge camp in Thailand and today day I came to witness all the preparation which is done by the school themselves. And luckily we had the opening ceremony by His Excellency Attaniti Amnat. He's a Privy Councillor, and we were closed by the advisor to Minister of Education. So I think people who are listening to this program can follow the conclusion of this very important youth camp among ASEAN high school students.
What is the main activities from this event?
Our activity, we will invite several keynote speakers like myself, like Somchai Pakapat Vivat, like Art Ong Chum Sai, like Suvit Mesinsi, to stimulate the students to think. And then they will put them into 8 groups of different topics so that they discuss among themselves how to prepare themselves in the ASEAN cooperation in the future.